This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Next hour, we get the latest report on the job market. Wall Street is watching that closely, as are policymakers at the Fed. This is the last jobs report before the Fed's next meeting, where it could decide to raise interest rates. The question facing the Fed is whether the economy is strong enough for a rate increase. Marketplace's Mark Mitchell Hartman has more on why the upcoming employment numbers are so important.
We're now at a stage in the economic recovery where employers add 200,000 or more jobs pretty much every month. Unemployment's falling steadily toward 5%, the Fed's target for a healthy job market. There's just one problem, and that's paychecks, says Josh Bivens at the Economic Policy Institute.
Wage growth over the entire recovery has been really unbelievably anemic.
And that's a sign the job market might not be so healthy after all. Because with unemployment this low, you'd expect to see employers scrambling to fill jobs and fattening up paychecks to attract the workers they need. But Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com says actually there are still a lot of people hungry for work who've been sitting on the sidelines, discouraged, or who want more hours.
Workers are readily available in many sectors. The number of people who've been working part-time would like to have full-time work numbers are more than 6 million.
Bivens and other progressive economists warn if the Fed starts raising rates now, it could stifle job growth and keep wages from going higher. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.